The Bank of America announced no more foreclosures in its system.
What? That's not news. James, you and Bob announced that before we ever even came on your show. Canceling the debt of all the human creators. And you said it's alleged debt. And James, and you said that if you take them to task on the debt, then you find out that you don't owe it. Well, they've been listening, apparently, so they're no longer going to engage in foreclosure proceedings because there's so many people that are paying that it will stop them from paying as well. Well, what's the benefit of this contract that you're engaged in if you get borrow money to buy this house and you don't make your house payment and they don't take your house away? How brilliant would you have to be to realize that there's no penalty phase for not completing what I said I would do?
It's interesting because it all has to do with wordsmithing of these agreements, which nobody understands, and somebody decides the words are going to say this, and somebody decides the words are going to say this. And now, because of the conflict of the words and what's going on with the code of words in courts, they're conflicting and nothing's working, hence this B of A situation.
Me and James have screwed the economy, ruined the economy. It's the race to the bottom. We're canceling all the debt. We're getting rid of money. There is no time. We've made these statements.
Okay, Ian, let me just say this in reference to James' point about the confusion over how to describe the present problem in their understanding of debt and obligation is that the words they use do not encompass the environment, the houses, the culture, the whole thing with their digital interplay on the economy. That cannot be contained in written legal language. And that's what they're up against.
Wait a minute. Here's how they can tell. You can't tell a house between a regular house and a foreclosed house until they put a sign on it. They put a sign on it, then you know it's foreclosed. Or they write language in the newspaper that it's going into foreclosure are going to be for the debt, the sum of money we're taking, this security collateral that was pledged, this security deed that was pledged on this warranty deed, that this house doesn't really belong to that person. Oh, it really does, but it really doesn't. And here's the simple reason why. Because within this instrument of the security deed, the owner of the mortgage would then be culpably responsible to the municipality for the taxes owed on the property. And it would bankrupt all of your government. That alone would bankrupt your government.
Yeah.
Whose house is it? Is it the bank's? Then by God, the bank can pay the tax. No, sir. Mr. Jones, that's your house. Oh, that lawyer, that sign says it ain't. That piece of paper you're holding says it ain't. So you win. Your Honor, take this damn house away from me. I'm sick of it. I don't like the tenant. I don't like anything going on with it. It's just a pain in my patootie. You know, I don't want her. You can have her. She's way too fat for me. I'm good. See you. Well, then, Your Honor says, no, I'm sorry. We have to do it this way. No, you must keep it, and we'll make it so that they can't have proceedings against you. So, basically, because of your words, Bob, and your words, James, you set loose this entire plethora of, we say, delicious contrast. What James is talking about and giving in this position, where it used to be, here comes the judge, well, they're going to change that sentence and says, oh, now the judge has been judged. And it's going to completely undo the totality of your judicial branch.